Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Well, hello everybody. It's another very, very cool morning. I hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. I got my first jab on Friday, and I know everybody's different with their reactions, but I had it at 10 o'clock, went home, had a lie down, nothing happened, had some lunch, nothing happened, went for a walk, nothing happened, absolutely nothing happened. Anyway, I was a bit sore in the arm when I got up the next day, but absolute no reaction. I know it's not the same for everybody, but I can tell you, absolute duck egg as far as that goes. And Mr. Producer, he was betting that I would be ringing him going, oh, I'm too sick, I can't come in on Monday. No, nothing happened. Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend. I had a surf Saturday morning. It was absolutely beautiful in the sunshine, if you could get out of that wind. More of the same today. Sunny, a little bit frosty inland, 21 degrees the expected top. Sunrise officially 6:41. Major news stories of the day. Millions of Victorians to be released from lockdown today, but many rules will still apply, while Sydney braces for an extension, some say until mid-September, and now are isolated among the Australian states. The Premier condemns the protesters in Sydney. 141 new cases of COVID yesterday, with a woman dying in her 30s. And in the Olympics, the US has lost its first basketball game in Tokyo to France. Now, that's their first loss since 2004. The big one today, the 400 freestyle, due to start at just after midday. It'll be the first of several anticipated showdowns between Aussie Arian Titmus and US star Katie Ledecky. Locally, we had the Westpac rescue helicopter in the news here Saturday on the Mid-North Coast. It was in Port Macquarie, where a young soccer player suffered an internal injury after he was hit with the ball. Now, he was initially treated by local paramedics and hospital staff before being treated by the helicopter critical care team in flight to John Hunter Hospital. The big news too, New South Wales Minister for Local Government Shelley Hancock has announced the local government elections, scheduled to take place September 4 and now back to December 4. On the show today, plenty happening. Day one of Triple M's Larry Local Quiz. Yes, who will it be that might walk away with burgers and beer for a year? How good a prize is it? Fair dinkum. In What's Trending, the story about a young girl being hit by a seagull on a ride. The poor thing, but what do you hear the audio? Goodness me. We'll talk travel with the great man, John Joyce. Marion in with the bold and the beautiful update, and you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you are sharing it with some very famous people around the world, which include Mick Jagger, Helen Mirren, Mark Seymour, and the great former PM, John Howard, all born on the 26th of July.
Strawny for breakfast.
In all cases, this is the strong advice of all states and territories.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Kempsey Shire Council will commence the replacement of a timber bridge on Mungay Creek Road, locally known as the Habitat Bridge today. The replacement is expected to take about 6 weeks. A reminder, the Breast Green mobile van is at the Biripi Aboriginal Medical Service in Mudford Street, Taree, 13:20:50 to book ladies. On the Nambucca, the Highland Park Bridge access pedestrian bridge is closed until further notice due to unsafe conditions. And also, don't forget, coming up on Wednesday, the Port Macquarie Junior Cricket Club AGM is on at 7:30. At Bingley, get a bonus Bingley gift card and up to 10% on selected laundry appliances. It's a great bonus on selected laundry appliances, but hurry, it's for a limited time. See bingley.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Here he is, sitting in for Bluey the Wormer. Good morning, Wormer.
Good morning, Strawny.
Oh, you at the beach somewhere? Where are you?
Mate, I'm sitting here with a coffee waiting for the sun to come up.
Rightio.
In the lounge room.
6:41, the sun coming up. It's getting earlier and earlier, which is great because we're getting closer and closer to springtime. Oh, unbelievable. Now, the wind did blow a lot at the weekend. It was okay earlier on in the day, although yesterday it was up straight away. Saturday was pretty kind to us. How did we go fishing-wise?
Yeah, mate, there was a bit of stuff around. I seen a really nice jewfish caught on Saturday on the beach in the middle of the day, so that was okay. But there is a bit of fish around. It wasn't real good outside. The boys out there are a bit windy for them, so...
Yeah.
No, the beaches were all right, and I think there's a bit of stuff in the estuary, mate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winds today, we've got a strong wind warning for westerlies, 15 to 25 knots. Top of the tide at 10. Where do you think we should go?
Might sneak out early, mate, grab a little bit of white bait and try for a lazy flat and flat it on the southern banks of the river before the wind gets up.
Okay, the river. Okay, southern banks. Flathead. And what was the bait again, Wormer?
White bait, mate.
White bait on white bait. Okie dokie. Now, footy at the weekend. I, like you, took a couple of home and aways. That's you take the side to win the game, but you take the other side to win because they have so much start. And in two games, the score was 44-24. And in those two games, the opposition got 19.5 start. I lost the Tigers game and you lost the Dogs game. Is that right, Wormer?
What's happening in Bold and the Beautiful?
Yeah, we're both licking our lips like, what? Half a point more, we'd have got it. Oh, my goodness me. Anyway, that's the way it goes.
Crashed and burned.
Yeah, crashed and burned.
Yeah.
What about the Worms too? How have they been? We had the big swell like probably 10 days ago. Now, did that affect, I know in a beach near me, it moved the sand around. How have the Worms been since the big swell and things starting to calm down?
Mate, the Worms haven't been real good since the floods. They've all the floods and stuff seem to knock them about a bit, and we've had big seas ever since. And the beaches are—they're moving all the time. You go down Lighthouse Beach one day, and you can get along the beach. The next day, you can only get halfway because of the coffee rock.
Yeah, that's right. That's for sure. Speaking about that, my kettle's on, Wormer. You have a great day today. Thank you for sitting in. Even though you're not on location, you're sitting probably with the heater on and a rug over your knees with your coffee. You're saying to head out to the river today, given those conditions.
Yeah, drive for a lazy flathead on whitebait.
Good on you, Wormer. Thank you.
Thanks, Ronnie.
We apologise for this break in our program. We'll resume as soon as possible.
Ronnie's Brekkie Show.
And who said it? Coming up after 7, get our little piece of audio right. You walk away with a car wash. Thanks to the Warhope and Port Macquarie Car Wash, where you always come out looking schmick. That is Rain on the Scarecrow from the great John Mellencamp at 8 to 7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Where they're going to be busy today, given that the Monday night lotto is on tonight, and there is $1 million for up to 4 winners tonight, which I think is more than fair. More than fair. Fantastic. Okay, front page of the Telegraph. Dead from COVID at age 38. Days ago, Adriana was fit and well with no underlying health conditions, but the virus felled her with terrifying speed. Chilling photograph of that Sydney woman on the front page of the Telegraph today. Front page of the Herald says Premier PM's jab rift widens. The Premier and the Prime Minister are at odds on how to bring Sydney's worsening coronavirus outbreak under control, with Gladys Berejiklian insisting a sharp increase in vaccinations in the city's best chance to reopen, while Scott Morrison says lockdown is the only solution. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club.
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
Strawny Leaks, thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come play.
Skinhead League guitarist Gary Rossington is on demand following emergency heart surgery. Now, the 69-year-old, who's the last living original member, is expected to make a full recovery. Princess Diana's niece, Lady Kitty Spencer, who's 30, has married billionaire fashion tycoon Michael Lewis, who's 62, at a lavish black tie ceremony at an Italian villa, proving once again there's no such thing as an ugly old rich man. Sam Burgess is set to discuss his highly publicised divorce from his ex, Phoebe, in the upcoming series of SAS Australia. Now, Channel 7 has unleashed the first bombshell trailer for the new season, which focused heavily on the former NRL star, who's 32.
Sam Burgess, ex-NRL player. lost my career, my kids, and my marriage. There was a police investigation into me. Turned to drinking, drugs. I've lost it all.
Imagine tomorrow's car today. The all-new Hyundai Tucson at Andrew Midiki.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Good morning, Romy Stephens here with your local briefing. Some of our homegrown talent will hit the pool in Tokyo tonight. Coffs Harbour's Maddie Goff is competing in the women's 1500 metre freestyle. Her former coach and Coffs Harbour Olympic pool teacher, Dean Lawrence, says all the kids from the local squad will be tuning in.
They're going to just really cheer for her. They did a video the other night and sent it to her with banners and posters and stuff, and she said she can't believe the support that Coffs Harbour is giving her over this period of her life, and she's just so proud to come from Coffs Harbour.
If you're speeding on the Mid-North Coast, you might want to think again. The state government's decision to remove speed camera warning signs has resulted in the highest number of infringements ever recorded. In May 2020, around 1,500 fines were issued. In May this year, over 27,000. Staff and students at the CSU campus in Port Macquarie have helped save thousands of lives. They rolled up their sleeves recently as part of the Intercampus Blood Donation Challenge. Kathy Chapman from the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood says our local campus performed well with 118 donations, but it fell just short of Orange when it came to claiming the highest percent of donations.
Port Macquarie battles it out with Orange quite regularly for the highest percentage. The highest percentage has been running for the last 8 years, and they took it out for the first 4 years. So over the 8 years that we've been running the percentage challenge, it's been between Orange and Port Macquarie pretty evenly.
And 20,413 people in New South Wales have had a vaccination at state-run clinics in the latest 24-hour period. Taking a look at sport, Group 2 Rugby League saw a shock upset at the weekend. Competition leaders Coffs Comets downed by Maxville away from home 28-24. Meantime, Woolgoolga claimed a thrilling one-point win over Grafton Ghosts.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing. The blame for the death of a Sydney woman in her 30s is being laid at the Prime Minister's feet because without pre-existing conditions, she wasn't eligible for the Pfizer vaccine and was too young for AstraZeneca. Scott Morrison has told the project her COVID death is a tragedy.
The world has sought to suppress as many of these deaths as possible. And here, of course, in Australia, some 30,000 people we believe we've been able to save the lives of in the way it's been managed till now.
Lockdown rallies across Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane took many by surprise, but it's been revealed they had been planned for months on social media. According to The Australian, early discussions started in late May on a cryptic messaging app Telegram before Sydney's lockdown had even begun. By Thursday, 11,000 had joined a nationwide group. COVID can damage a person's IQ, according to a new British study. Researchers found people who had recovered from the virus scored poorly, while the brain had aged an equivalent of 10 years in those who had been on ventilators. And the Phillip Island Penguin Parade will be live streamed worldwide again from tomorrow, following last year's success with BBC sports commentator Andrew Cotter providing some light humour. Around 25 million people from 100 countries watched on, bringing some relief amid the pandemic.
Whatever adventure you're planning, Tyre Power have the right tyres at the right price to keep you safe out there. Call your local Tyre Power store today.
The Boomers got their Olympic campaign off to a winning start with a hard-fought 84-67 win. Paddy Mills led the way with 25 points, while Joe Ingles and Dante Exum chipped in with 11 each. Mills telling Seven they've got plenty to work on.
This is only one game and we understand that, but we just got to keep getting better.
While Team USA's been upset by France, the first time they've lost an Olympic since Athens 2004. And in NRL overnight, the Sharks thumped the Bulldogs 44-24.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Small cleaning and groomed lines as well are hitting the holiday coast this morning. That swell size is around that 2 to 3 foot mark, so waist high on those open beaches.
protected southern corner is a little bit smaller. Nice offshore wind blowing with the high tide around 9:30 and the water temperature still hovering around 18, 19 degrees. Get out there, make the most of it. Catch you in the sun.
And Stoddy for Brekkie, followed by Steve Price and Australia Today after 9. It is In Excess and Kick at 12 past 7.
Who said it? Triple M's Wash Your Mouth Out. Thanks to Port Macquarie and Warhope Car Wash. Your fastest drive-through automatic laser wash in two great locations.
Okay, we go to Trish at Belmore River. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Strawny. How you doing?
Terrific. It's a Monday and it's beautiful and sunny and I'm in the air conditioning, so I'm okay. Trish, here we...
Good for you.
Here's the clue.
For all those that think that the New South Wales Police are going to allow any unlawful gathering to occur, you need to think again. The deployments that we saw yesterday are just a fraction of what are available.
Who said it, Trish?
David Elliott.
Yeah, the police minister. Yeah, all those people in Sydney and in Melbourne. I think Sydney had more than Melbourne, but anyway, let's hope we don't see that one again, given what we're all going through. Now, absolutely. How's your vehicle looking, Trish?
It's pretty grotty.
Is it? Yep. Fair enough. I have the perfect solution. Thanks to the Port Macquarie and Warhope Car Wash, we've got one of their fabulous car washes to make it look absolutely sparkling, Trish. Now, are you someone who take the mats out and you squirt those as well? Are your mats okay?
Oh, the mats are pretty dirty too. You need
An
overhaul.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, don't do what last time I was there, I left them there. I had to go back and get them.
Good on you.
All right, Trish, hold the line. Another winner here on the Triple M's Who Said It for the Port Macquarie and Warhope Car Wash. On you, Trish.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast Triple M. What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Oh, you'll see this on the news tonight, this poor girl. You see it. A video has captured the remarkable moment a 13-year-old girl on a slingshot ride at a theme park gets smacked in the face by a seagull. Now, Kylie Holman, who's 13, got more than she bargained for when she hopped on the classic slingshot ride with her friend Georgia, who was celebrating her birthday at Maury's Piers and Beachfront Water Park in New Jersey. Now, as she skyrocketed into the air at 120 kilometres an hour, she came face to face with a speeding seagull. The resulting video, which has gone viral, captured the unbelievable moment when the bird bopped into Kylie's unsuspecting face as she was catapulted into the sky. This poor kid. Triple M, we're playing the greatest hits of the Mid-North Coast, and that is the great Steve Winwood there from Talking Back to the Night and the story of Valerie. It is 19 to 8. After 9, Steve Price with Australia Today here on the M's.
Triple M's Talking Travel for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Morning, John Joyce.
Good morning, Strawny.
Yeah, look, for those people that are wanting to travel, we know because of the COVID and the restrictions, it's a day-to-day proposition. Everyone feels for particularly our local travel agents and people with existing bookings and all that. What's the latest, John? I know with the flights, even with buses and trains, some of those have been interrupted now.
Yeah, so I think our last flight is probably today for this week. There might be one at the weekend, but they were cancelling ones yesterday. So I think the last one's today to Sydney, and the Brisbane one's obviously a can for a week. But even trains aren't going all the way through to Brisbane, so you want to come from Brisbane to Port on the train, you basically got to catch a bus to Coolangatta, hop off the bus, walk across the border and catch the train from Tweed Edge, which is actually a bus to casino, but a bit confusing. But, yeah, sign of the times, mate. You can... Yeah. You've just got to go with it. And if you've really got a problem, pop in and see us and we'll try and give you the best advice we can.
Yep, and the thing is, spend local. We know lots of businesses are really struggling. There's been no one here from not only Sydney, but from, you know, around the Central Coast and all that. Really, if we can, spend local. And if you want to do something different, talk to Port Travel about some of the upcoming day tours to great attractions in our areas. And, John, there's some really great things right under your nose you may not have thought about before.
Yeah, well, we spoke last week about, you know, the gold mine down at near Gloucester and the Myrtle Farm that I'd never heard of. Just little things. Now it's time to see things that you never would have seen before.
Exactly. Spend your money local. Our locals really need it, and it all goes around in that respect. Like to know more? You can have a look at the Port Travel website. They've also got a great Facebook site and Instagram site, or pop in and say good day in William Street in Port Macquarie. What's going on with the Sharks yesterday, John? I thought you were going to blow that. What happened?
Oh, I know. I had to turn it off for a while. I thought I was bad luck, but then I came back and it was right, so I could watch the last 20 minutes.
Oh, geez, I was glad because I had you blokes with the starts as well, and you only got up by half a point.
Uh-huh. And I believe you got the same tip as I did, the 20-1 shot on Saturday. We both got the tip on Sunday. Is that right?
Exactly right, yeah. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, Monday's expert, yeah. There's always next week, John.
Got on it, I believe.
Yeah, I heard it was a pretty big one at the Fernhill Tavern, and they nearly lifted the roof off when the thing hit the lead with about 100 to go. So there you go. All right, John, have a great week, and we'll talk to you same time next week. We hope the situation is improving for travellers and travel agents alike. Good on you, John.
Thanks, Mark.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Look out, the Larry Local Quiz coming up. Who'd like to win burgers and beer for it?
Yeah.
Come on. 1-3-3-5-3. We need two competitors. The Larry Local Quiz coming up. Triple M and the Locals Guide to the Mid-North Coast today on a sunny Monday coming up. It is Green Day there, and when I come around, it is 13-8.
Burgers and beers for a year. Catch Strawny for brekkie and have a crack at the Larry Local Quiz. For the winner, a Fast Plus Works Burger and a Larry Local Lager for you and a mate at Burger Rebellion.
How good is it at the end of the week, Ash? What do they all go in the draw for?
Burgers and beer for a year.
For a year! Which, can you believe it?
I would be stoked with that, but I can't enter. So.
Unbelievable. Can we enter? Can we enter? No, we can't. Okay. We've got Barnsley first up today. Morning, Barnsley. How are we, champion?
Good, thanks, Mark.
All right. Now, in the Larry Local quiz, you've got to be first to buzz in with the answer on a Larry Local question. And your buzzer, Barnsley, is beetroot. Okay, try it.
Beetroot.
There you go. Okie dokie. All right. We go to Brad in Port Macquarie. Morning, Brad.
Morning, Strawny.
All right. In the quiz, your buzzer is lager. Okay, try your buzzer, Brad.
Lager.
Okay. How good's this prize, boys? Just quietly. Burgers and beer for a year, but short and fast pass. Incredible. All right. Here is Ash with your question. Good luck.
All right, guys. Which Larry Local is the co-captain of the Australian Paralympic team?
Lager.
Oh, I think that was Lager.
Lager.
It was like in my ear.
Lager. Okay. Rightio, Brad. Who is it?
Riley Butt
is right.
Well done.
Okay, now, Barnsley, hey, listen, there's no stress, mate. You are still in the running to win.
Everyone's in the running.
To win the burgers and beer for a year, Barnsley. So don't panic. Don't jump off a building, champion, all right? You're right?
No problem.
All right, okie dokie. All right, boys, hold the line. Brad, you have won that magnificent... Tell us all about it, Ash, the burger. I know you love your burgers.
The Larry Local Works Burger at Burger Rebellion, they're doing it for the month of August, and they've also got a Larry Local Lager that's been brewed by More Beer. So it'll be you and a mate that'll be able to go down there and get a burger and a beer.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Okay, boys, hold the line. The Larry Local quiz. How good is it? Just quietly, just an absolute broadcasting highlight. More tomorrow. The Larry Local quiz. Go, you good thing. Triple M, we're playing the greatest hits on the Mid-North Coast on a cracker Monday morning after a freezing cold start. But it is the middle of winter. That is Bruce Springsteen from Born in the USA and Cover Me. Sunny and up to 22 today.
Triple M, Lab birthday wheel.
For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, and we're serious about trying to give Darcy the money this morning. What are you up to today, Darcy?
We're going to school.
Oh, you're going to school, mate. And what school are you in?
The Nambucca Valley Christian School.
Okie dokie. And what year are you in, Darcy?
Year 7.
Mike, I'll give you the tip. Stay there as long as you can. The real world ain't worth getting into. You stay at school, all right, buddy? How exciting is Christmas time when you know you're going to have the 6 weeks off? That's the thing I remember most.
It's really good because
yeah.
There's no school. School sucks.
Yeah. Mate, it's no. You stay there, Darce. Lap it up, son. Believe me. Let's try and give you $1,000. I'm sure you'll be very popular with Mum and Dad. Here we go, mate. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
16.
All right, Darcy, on the way to Nambucca School there this morning. Christian School, all right. 16 for Darce. Here we go. Around she goes. Is it going to stop? No, it's not. It stops on the number one. Yeah. Can't give you the cash, Darce, but end of the month, I've got your details, mate. We'll whack you in the draw to win the next Easy Burn Fire Pit from Bennett Steel. They're celebrating 31 years in business. This is great. You can take it camping at Christmas time or in these school holidays coming up in September. You can set it up in the backyard. It looks great. Darcy, you're in the running to win it. Have a great day at school, buddy.
See ya.
All right, mate. There you go. Don't leave, Darce. Stay at school. Believe me. Other birthdays today include Mick Jagger, Helen Mirren, Mark Seymour, and former PM John Howard, all born on July 26.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Hang on, quarter to nine. Certainly paradise. We consider it here on the Mid-North Coast. A cracking sunny day and up to about 22 degrees. I mentioned earlier I'd be catching up with Jodie Lowe from Jodie Lowe's Marine Animal Photography. And what a job she's got tracking these magnificent beasts. And, you know, every day we see them go past, but I thought I'd like to scratch the surface a little bit further today and find out some of the really interesting facts about why they're heading south. When are they coming back and what we can expect to see? G'day, Jodie. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Now, I've got to say, you, like Hutto, you've got to get a real job one day. You can't call what you do what it's work. Just amazing the sights you've seen. A lot of people have seen your stuff on social media. And the whales that are heading past, I thought we'd get your insight into them. And it's a long journey from the Antarctic. They're heading south.
So we've already started seeing a few heading south. I'm guessing that they probably didn't need to do what they needed to do up north, so they've already started their journey south. Usually we see about 30,000 humpback whales migrate up the east coast every year to the warmer waters to breed and give birth.
It's an amazing stat. And, when of course, heading back the other way, I can remember I moved here in 1989 to the Mid-North Coast, and if we ever saw a whale, the switchwood would virtually melt down, Jodie. But these days, there are so many companies that are, making a living out of going whale watching and showing off these incredible animals.
Yeah, there's been so many around lately, and it's been really good. Each year the numbers are increasing.
Yeah, amazing. Now, what about some of the really interesting ones you've seen? Migaloo comes to mind. I mean, it gets coverage all over the world. Has anyone spotted him this year or her?
No, not... He's a male, but
okay,
no.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
No one's spotted him this year yet. That's not to say that he won't be spotted this year. We could catch up with him on his way south. No one's spotted him going north, so there is still a chance because we still have whales going north at the moment.
Yeah, really interesting that you get to know them. And tell us, everybody, about Blade Runner too. His is an amazing story.
Yeah, so Blade Runner, she's actually a female. She was hit by a ship's propeller in Sydney Harbour in 2001, and the scar, she's got this amazing scar down the side of her body, which makes her really easy to identify. And her flukes even have propeller cuts in them.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And also, also orcas, they're being seen too, Jody. Is that a regular occurrence?
No, not a regular occurrence for the orcas. You have to be at the right place, right time to see those, but that's not to say that they won't suddenly appear. Like, there is a place in Australia where you can actually go and see orcas consistently during the summer months, and that's in Western Australia in a town called Bremer Bay.
Yeah, I saw them once in Canada. I didn't know they were territorial over to in the Northern Hemisphere. Incredible. Go on.
Yeah, so in Bremer Bay, they actually stay in that area as well, so...
We can have a better look at them there.
Yeah, you can get guaranteed sightings of them there. Yeah. But on the East Coast, the sightings are patchy because they're basically moving where the food is, where their prey is.
For sure. Jodie, it's been great to talk to you. And we can follow your stuff on social media. Jodie Lowe's Marine Animal Photography, the most amazing photos. And Joe, do you think they know we're there when they're putting on these shows, when you get close to them? I know you've got to legally stay a certain distance, et cetera, but do you think they know?
Yeah, well, I personally think they realise that there's a boat there and they'll keep breaching or tail slapping right next to the boat. Like, yesterday afternoon we had, like, a little humpback whale heading south and he kept breaching for us the whole time, so I think they know.
They're just having fun. They are. Really great to chat with you, Jody. Look, support. Look, local business needs a hand at the moment. Those people, we can't travel at the moment. We've got a lot more freedom than Sydney and the Central Coast and et cetera. Let's support our local businesses. And look, it is such a great day out to go whale watching up and down the mid-north coast. And you can follow Jody's stuff on social media, Jody Lowe's Marine Animal Photography. Jody, thanks for joining us. You heading out today?
No, we're actually shut today, but tomorrow we'll be heading out.
Okay, all right. Good on you, Jody. All the very best. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Good on you, Jody. Fascinating photos. Have a look at her Facebook site and the Instagram site. It is just incredible. It's right here on our own doorstep. So let's support those businesses that can take you out and show you these incredible creatures. Well, that's it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. If you missed any part of it, remember, go to the website, go to my page and press catch up. Steve After Nine, whatever you're doing, have a great Monday. More tomorrow of the Larry Local Quiz and the Frugal Fella.
Making the best of each day.